Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A week from tomorrow, Saturday, October 27, the Kentucky Proud Incredible Food Show will run 9 to 6 at the Lexington Convention Center in Rupp Arena. Alicia Morris is a program coordinator for Kentucky Proud in the State Ag Department.
We have around between 85 and 90 Kentucky Proud vendors that have signed up to be there, including wineries this year. A lot of new things added to the show this year. We have Restaurant Row, local restaurants cooking with local products for vendors to provide food for the people to buy and taste where they cook with the local foods.
Along with the traditional one-hour seminars at the new Quick Tip booth, they'll have new presentations every 30 minutes.
We had a lot of feedback from people who participated in the show last year and people who attended where they were just wanting quick tips where they could walk up and learn how to make biscuits or how to cut up a chicken or how to carve a turkey.
The Food Network's Tyler Florence has two shows at 11 and 3. And as mentioned, the regular seminars will cover a lot of ground as well.
Sweet sorghum, pastry magic, talking about how to choose the right cheese, how to make marinades. We'll still have those classes that last an hour long.
Get details online at IncredibleFoodShow.com. We'll be right back.
A strong local food system can help people and communities become healthier. In Kentucky, we have a long-standing tradition of producing and consuming foods with local flavor. You can help support our traditional agricultural economy by looking for ways to fit Kentucky-grown foods into your diet. Eating local is also good for the environment. Kentucky-grown foods, good for your health and the Commonwealth.
For more information, contact your local UK College of Agriculture Cooperative Extension Service.
On that Kentucky Proud Incredible Food Show in Lexington, October 27th, KDA's Alicia Morris says they'll also feature a traditional food crafts area.
They're going to do sorghum making. They're going to have actually somebody out there making sorghum to show how you press the cane and boil the juice and make all of it right there in front of everybody. And then we're going to have a guy that has an old apple cider press that's over 100 years old. It's going to be there showing how to make homemade apple cider with locally grown apples.
Also in that area, a demonstration on old-style apple butter making. Morris says they're expecting another enthusiastic crowd next Saturday.
Our crowd has ranged between 4,800 and 5,000 for the last 2 years, so we're hoping over 5,000 this year.
And here's fair warning, again this year, Sullivan University's culinary crew will be on hand to make a free Kentucky Proud breakfast for the first 300 at the door on the 27th. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.